on learning we would not lose the house. The news dismantled sorrow, saved us. Like the condemned sung free, we rejoiced until raw and shouting and lit across the backyard danced the green from the lawn's thick pelt. We were so loud, we couldn't hear the future crunching numbers, couldn't see the sheriff apologizing from a doorway no longer ours. That would come in November, with its gray ropes of sunshine wrung useless between the trees, Thanksgiving turkey dressed glacial in the basement freezer. For now, we only knew this moment. Someone fired up the grill as the children formed hunting parties, entering the woods in a giggling line. A bottle was passed, and dragonflies buttered the air. One even traced my daughter's shoulder before snapping to the back of her head like a jeweled clip. And as I reached out to touch it, I realized it glowed smoky pink, barely a cinder, not enough heat to light even the fires of the poor.